Question number three tonight. Where are we here? Let me mark. All right. What can a Christian eat? Turn to Genesis chapter 9. Now, old Lester Roloff, God bless his heart. Old Lester thought it was a sin to eat meat. And then, of course, you've got Seventh-day Adventists and stuff that still keeping the Levitical law. They think it's a sin to eat shrimp, lobster, catfish. Oh, man, I'm not glad they're wrong. The truth is, you have all kind of Christians that have all kind of ideas about what's right and wrong, what's good and proper for a Christian to eat. And this little group won't eat this, and this little group won't eat that, and there's always fads going around. And I go to different churches different times, and you'll always run into somebody that, preacher, did you ever read this thing over here in Genesis? It looked like to me we was all vegetarians when we started. And they want you to be a vegetarian. I read that. I really did. Honest before God, I've read every word in that Bible, every word, over 70 times now. There isn't a verse I haven't read. And I got all them verses on food. And I'll be absolutely honest with you, I probably spent more time looking at them verses than you have. I've been at it now for 23 years. And I've studied that dietary law and the vegetarian thing. I've been through all that stuff several times. And I'm here to tell you this. All things are lawful. You can eat whatever you want. There is no prohibition against you eating anything that you want to eat. You can eat pork. You can eat catfish. You can eat whatever you want. Now, you see, the thing is, people get confused because they only study a little bit of a thing. Or they take a position, and here's what happens most of the time. They take a position, and then they study the Bible to prove their position. Now, if you take a position and just look for the verses to support that position, I can make it teach almost anything you want to. If you want me to teach vegetarianism, I can teach it. I know where the verses are at. I can show you emphatically, without question, without any fear of being refuted, that the Bible clearly teaches that man began this world as a vegetarian and that the perfect diet has no flesh in it. I can show it to you. Listen, I can go further than that. I can prove to you that the only things you're supposed to eat are things that grow on the top side of the ground and nothing that comes out of the dirt. I know where the verses are at. I can show you where the Bible changed and said, all right, you've been eating what's on top. Now you can eat the roots and stuff. You can eat what comes out of the ground. But I can also show you where the Bible said the what's on top of the ground and what's under the ground won't do the job anymore. You need to start killing animals. It's all in there. It just depends on where you want to turn and which one you want to read. You leave out the other two. I can teach any one of them three. You say, well, what's the truth? The truth is that whatever you want to eat, if you give God's thanks for it, help yourself. Now, I think some things are harder on you than others. You know, pork's not as good on your, easy on your system as beef. Poultry is better than any red meat as far as your body's concerned. Seafood, Jesus ate seafood, fish and that kind of thing, are better for you than the poultry. But none of them are wrong. Now, let me give you some references here for your diet thing right quick, and we'll move on to something more interesting. Where am I at? Take your Bible, look in Genesis 2:16. Now, Genesis 2:16, what can a man eat? Now, here's what Adam was allowed to eat. Genesis 2:16. In Genesis 2:16, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. The only thing Adam was allowed was what was on a tree. That's fruit and nuts, that grow above ground. Adam didn't eat anything out of the dirt. That was his diet. All right, take your Bible and look in chapter 3, verse 18. Am I in the right place here? Verse 17. And Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life, thorns and thistles shall it bring forth, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Herbs grow in the ground. So he started out eating the fruits and the nuts on the trees, and now he's down to eating roots and stuff out of the dirt. Now look in Genesis 9. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and the fear of the and the dread of you shall be on every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, and upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fish of the sea, and into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Nobody eats flesh to Genesis 9:3. And so all these radical screwballs running around here these days saying, don't kill the animals, you know, man ought to be a vegetarian. He's just nuts. God told Noah to eat the fish and the lamb. Amen. So eating meat is not sinful or wicked. Now you might be healthier if you just ate vegetables and fruits. I'm not going to argue the point that you might be healthier if you had a vegetarian diet. I know a lot of people that do that, and they have better complexions, and they catch less colds, and all this, that, and the other. But that doesn't mean that because you eat the meat that you're sinful or wrong in the eyes of God. And poor Lester Roloff just never could get that thing straight. Amen? And in the Bible, God lists some things that the nation of Israel was not allowed to eat because they were hard on the system, and because they're not, you know, they tend to make you sick and they do terrible things to you. But he still allowed them to eat meat, and then in the New Testament, even that prohibition is removed. The Jews didn't eat the pork and all. Well, us Gentiles did, and he said, if they bid you to a feast and you go to eat, eat whatever's set before you and don't ask any questions. That fella brings out stuffed pork chops, you eat them. Amen? By the way, you see that word meat there in Genesis 2:16, whatever it was? And a couple of places down there where it says, shall be meat for you. Everybody, when that says meat, the average 20th century American, when it says N-E-A-T, thinks red meat. He thinks beef or lamb, mutton. In the Bible, meat had nothing to do with flesh. Meat has to do with like the meat out of a hickory nut. If you take a pecan and crack it, the part that you take out to eat is the meat. Okay? Sometimes bread and stuff, those are called baked meats. Flesh didn't become meat till Genesis 9. Take your Bible, look at the look at Deuteronomy 20. In Deuteronomy 20, look at verse 19 and 20. When thou shalt besiege a city a long time in making war against it to take it, thou shalt not destroy the trees thereof by forcing an axe against them, for thou mayest eat of them. And thou shalt not cut them down, for the tree of the field is man's life, to employ them in the siege. Only the trees which thou knowest, that they be not trees for meat, shalt thou destroy and cut them down. And thou shalt build bulwarks against the city that thou, and make war against it. Those trees are what? They produce what? Meat. You know what? When you take the peeling off of an apple, you know what the part inside is that you eat? You eat the meat of the apple. You take the skin off.